Hey, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is volume number 27. It's actually been a little while since I've recorded one of these, and this has just been my schedule more than anything. However, we will get some of these up for you guys to listen to and enjoy. Well, hopefully you enjoy them anyway. Let's see. Today, what I want to talk about today is something that is being put into the course, into the gold course, which of course means it into the other versions as well, which is I'm going to starting to work my way into Meridian Theory for you guys. Now, this is not the normal curriculum for certification or anything like that. It will become that over time, of course. But that is veering off in another direction, in a way, from the levels in which I was certified at. Right? Now, let me explain Meridian Theory a little bit here. This was something I started working on many, many years ago. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to get into looking into it as heavily as I did, is simply because for me, pressure points, Kyusho Jitsu, whatever you want to refer to it as, needs to be able to be used on the streets. And in an attack scenario, or even a fight, setting things up could be very, very difficult because you're not going to hit all the targets that you may hope to hit or may see open and try to hit. Meridian Theory would allow you to attack the entirety of a meridian rather than just one or two points along the meridian. So you can kind of imagine yourself in a predicament in which if you were had the opportunity to, let's say, hit large intestine 10 and you missed, that due to meridian theory, you would still have activated the large intestine meridian, which of course counts as you are trying to get to a place whereby you can end the altercation or cause a knockout, things like that. We started experimenting with this, I would say, would be back about 2013, in real earnest. I thought about it for a long time before I started teaching it to my Kyusho classes in Windsor. And then we went in, got into it for a couple of years as I was doing it. And the results and the reactions that I got from that were all really, really very, very positive and very good, which made me happy. So, well, we have the ebook that's coming out on Meridian Theory, but we're also going to be adding some videos to here that won't be seen anywhere else on Meridian Theory. Well, that's not necessarily completely true, because I think I'm going to have to do a video companion with the Meridian Theory book, so the excerpts of the companion in here as well, but there'll be a lot of independent information as we go along with it. It also works itself very beautifully into the Dim Mach project, which is an ongoing project, only word I can think of for it, in which we look at the much more deadly side of the pressure point studies. Now, Kyusho Jitsu is a very, very effective science and art form, which certainly can, if used correctly, result in serious, serious trauma or death. And the same with Dim Mach, except it is done in a quite a different manner. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. I've got a puppy that wants to get on my lap here, and we'll see you guys next time. Ciao.